Hey folks, I hope you're all doing well. Today I want to talk about something that's been annoying me for a while, and that's this notion of interaction or a lack thereof in modern board games, particularly Euro games. And I think this is a big issue for me because it's the biggest difference that I've noticed between more mainstream Euro games and the kind of games that I grew up playing. Very mean games like Monopoly, but even, you know, playing very sort of direct confrontational games like chess or backgammon or a draft checkers, as it's known in the US. And it's just one of those things that over the years, I've played more and more games where there may be a cool puzzle that you're solving yourself. There may be a lot of interesting things going on in your own area, your own little universe within the game itself, but there's very little interaction with other players. And, you know, you maybe compare notes at the end of the game, see who's won. And, you know, you can share a nice, pleasant experience, but without that interaction, it feels like a really missed opportunity. And this is actually why one of my favorite games to play is a game called Barrage. And that's because it's got a lot of that Euro goodness, worker placement and upgrades, et cetera, which I love, but it also has a huge amount of interaction. There's tense points in the game where you're wondering what's going to happen. You can influence your peers in the game, both positively and negatively, which is really, really cool. But I think this kind of goes back to, I really remember it being quite popularized by Rado in his post, where he talked about him and his wife Jen being Care Bear gamers, and they didn't like any kind of interaction that was negative or any kind of meanness, and that sort of raised my attention to this concept in gaming. And while I respect everybody's choices to play the kind of games that they want to, I just think it's kind of a shame that we've gotten to a point where it seems that like interaction is seen as like a objectively negative thing. Oh no, there's not too much interaction. Don't worry about that. And I was looking at some coverage of recent releases. There's Shipbuilders of the North Sea Redux, which is a reboot or actually a new game compared to the original Shipbuilders of the North Sea from Garfield Games. And some reviewer or content creator made a comment that, like, oh, you know, in the original game, there was a lot of conflict and you could kind of mess with other people's plans and all this stuff. But this one's, you know, they've taken a lot of that interaction out. And I was like, why is that objectively a good thing? You know, and I think it's just a question of recognizing that the trend in board games is much more towards this lack of interaction. You know, let me solve my little puzzle in my own area. Don't mess up my plans and we'll compare scores at the end of the game. And this is kind of been a bit of a deal breaker for me with some games. So Ark Nova was a game that made a big splash last year when it came out, rightly so. I think it's a massively clever game. Lots of really interesting elements. The mechanisms are really, really cool. And I really enjoyed a lot of the game, but you know, it's a long game. It's a big investment in terms of learning it, teaching it, and then playing it and feeling that there's very, very, very minimal amounts of interaction. It's just a disappointment. And we've sort of seen it again. There's another big game this year is Earth, which looks really cool and really fun and seems to have, you know, taken the board game more by storm. But, you know, all the reviews and all the sort of comments I've seen is that there's very, very minimal interaction. And people seem to be completely fine with that. And so, you know, this is a bit of a rant and this is my own personal taste. But I do like my games to have interaction. I do like to feel like I care about what other people are doing. I do like to have a sense that I've played a game with other people very much interactively, not just we sat down and looked at this thing individually and sort of enjoyed it. It's sort of like going to a restaurant, having a meal, and each of you sitting in silence eating your meal, and then at the end comparing how you found your meal. So that's kind of how I see it. And look, you know, I think within board games, you can have different types of games and, you know, more puzzly kind of games. And I enjoy this from time to time myself. But I do have an issue with this notion of interaction and even negative interaction being seen as kind of objectively a bad thing that nobody really wants in their games. And I think actually, if you look back to some of the older games, and I haven't played, you know, an exhaustive number of these older games, but sort of the the older sort of Euro games or hobby games from pre-2010, a lot of them did have much more direct conflict. It was a pretty normal thing. And so there does seem to have been a trend and a change in this aspect of board games. And I'm just not quite sure who's driving it. You know, is it the publishers driving it because they're fearful of backlash from the content creators? Is it the players and the consumers who are driving it because they genuinely don't want those interactive kind of games? I don't really know. Love to hear your thoughts and opinions on that. But I think it's just one of these things that's really, you know, ground my gears over the years. Is, you know, I've really anticipated these amazing new games, and then I've played them, or I've seen comments about them, I've seen reviews, and it's like minimal interaction, and I just drop my head and sigh, and you know, feel the disappointment that I will never likely sort of want to play that game or partake in it, or at least not purchase it. So yeah, I mean, a few people have been talking about this. You know, I've chatted with a few people on Twitter around it, and I think some people share my views. Some people maybe don't quite see you know, eye to eye on it, which is fine. And I think, you know, more recently, Luke from the Broken Meeple has been talking about this in one of his podcast episodes, but it's just something that's been on my mind for a long time. And I've dusted off the old podcast to talk about it and just share some of my thoughts and thinking around it. So, yeah, it's, I think it's a shame. I think, you know, we could have variety and we should have different types of games, and some styles of games and themes maybe don't lend themselves to as much interaction, but some do. And I think actually it's not just negative interaction that can work here. You know, positive interaction can be good. And even within positive interaction, there's sort of interaction that feels a little bit mixed. You know, when you are playing certain games where, you know, you take an action and you get points, and maybe one of your opponents gets points. You know, is that positive interaction or is it negative interaction? You know, how do you sort of see that? Because you might be getting more points than them, or they might not be getting as much points as they could do if they'd made a similar move, or you're changing things around. So there's even sort of not just negative interaction and positive interaction. There's kind of you know, unclear interaction, but I think any of that sort of interaction is good. And a lot of people, I think, have held up this sort of red line of like, well, you know, I don't mind interaction or mean games, but like, I don't want to break somebody's engine or, you know, fundamentally destroy what they're doing. And I think, look, I'm all for proportionality, and I don't necessarily, I'm not saying here that we could only have, or excuse me, should only have negative interaction. I'm more trying to champion the cause of interaction more broadly, and so that shouldn't necessarily need to be just negative interaction, for sure. And I think there's always limits. I mean, I think for me, especially playing games with friends and family, I don't want to be in a position where the game is so mean that you're kind of blowing people up completely. If it's a sort of a longer game where you need to build a bit of an engine, a bit of a foundation, there are sort of lighter, funner, quicker games where I think that's totally fine. If you're, you know, if it's quite mean and cutthroat, I think that's totally acceptable. And again, the length and the style of the game set the tone a lot there. But yeah, I just think we need to have that kind of sense of interaction, not be seen as an objective negative, and something that, you know, people should just avoid. And I've seen some games where I've, you know, taken approaches I think has been, you know, interesting, which is, you know, maybe there's a set of cards that you can remove or include if you want the negative, you know, interaction or not. And I think that's fine. But I think, you know, again, coming back to that point I made earlier, it shouldn't just be, you know, so black and white as to look at it as negative or interaction or no interaction. Positive interaction can be a lot of times just as thrilling and just as interesting as negative interaction. So there's nuance there. As I said earlier, it's not just, yeah, be mean or have zero interaction. And I think, you know, there's probably another piece to this where a game that is sort of possible to design when there's less interaction is probably more difficult to design when there's more interaction. Now, you look at a game like Ark Nova, and I don't know how that game would work. Like, let's say if you're all sharing a board. In the same way as you are in a game like Terraforming Mars, where there is potential negative interaction, if you will, or not really negative, but you can perhaps contribute to scoring points for your opponents in a game like Terraforming Mars, or a game like Suburbia, where you can potentially contribute to your opponent's points and their score. So I think maybe that's something. There's a complexity there. How do you make certain games work as a more interactive endeavor? But I think genuinely where games come out and then they are sort of that sort of derogatory term of multiplayer solitaire, it could be something interesting for designers and publishers to look at and say, you know, what would be a way to make this more interactive? Maybe there's another variant of the game that you can play where it's a more interactive mode, or you flip over the board and there's another way to play this game. Again, I appreciate that it can add complexity and cost and time, but I actually think that there's a lot of people out there who would appreciate that sort of level of interaction. And I think on the other dimension, when we're always talking about like how do we bring people into the hobby, which as a side note, I have a separate rant brewing around in terms of that whole issue. But I think a lot of people would have been coming to hobby games from much meaner classical games like direct confrontation games like chess or checkers, drafts, or even games like Monopoly, which can be extremely mean and cause sort of tears and consternation in families across the world. But so that's something to keep in mind. I don't think people are in this kind of hermetically sealed bubble where they've not been exposed to direct confrontation in games. And in the same token, I respect that sometimes it's nice just to kind of chill out together, play a game that's like a bit of a puzzle, a shared puzzle, and see who wins. You know, that's akin to me in some level to maybe doing a your own individual puzzles, like an actual jigsaw puzzle, so to speak. Probably less interactive in some cases than actually doing a shared jigsaw puzzle. So that's my rant. I don't expect that anything is going to change. I think it's just an interesting observation. I mean, I've been in the board game space, talking about board games on Twitter for 5 years or so, and playing modern hobby board games for probably a couple more years than that. Doesn't feel like an especially long time. But I think even just in that space of time, I've seen a kind of evolution. And I think anybody can pick up, a pre-2015 game or whatever and look at it and see like how they treat interaction versus a more modern game and a more modern release and see how that works. So for me personally, I really do hope to see more games that have that level of interaction, because I think I'm going to be continually, coming up to games that I find disappointing because they don't have that level of interaction there. But, maybe I'm in the minority. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see what everybody else thinks around this topic. But I think I will sign off there and wish you the best with your board gaming.